Mr. President.
The senator from Minnesota.
Mr. President, I rise to join my colleague from Florida to speak on behalf of our amendment number 4423. I want to start by thanking first the chair of the Banking Committee, Senator Dodd, and Senator Shelby for bringing us to this point. People losing their homes. I hear it, right? We all heard it when we went back over Easter break. And so for Senator Dodd and Senator Shelby to come together in a bipartisan way and to give us this opportunity to do what this Senate should be doing, I express my deep appreciation. Also to Senators Baucus, the chairman of the Finance Committee, and Senator Grassley, ranking member, for working with us on this amendment. It is one of those things that goes to the heart of what we're trying to do today. Mr. President, I do ask unanimous consent for Senator Martinez to be added as a co-sponsor of this amendment.
Without objection.
Thank you. President, during my travels back home, housing forums over the course of the last year, we are all meeting more and more folks who are in very desperate straits in their effort to keep their home. Minnesota ranks number two in the number of subprime mortgages in foreclosure. Minnesota, who would have thunk? But that's the reality, and it's across the country. I was at a forum in St. Cloud. It's in the central part of our state. Earlier in the year, I met a nurse by the name of Terry Ross. It was a woman who had two jobs, bought a house, and it was in need of repair. She had a pretty good mortgage, had a solid mortgage, low interest rate, and wanted actually to quit one job to go back to school, wanted to improve herself, improve her life, add to her college, her education. And she met with the mortgage broker and told, I got a deal for you that we can, you know, get your mortgage. It'll be at a low rate. Don't worry about the fact that I'm not even sure she knew that it was going to pop up in a couple of years. Don't worry about it because property values are rising and more equity in your house. So she put the money in the house and did the mortgage. And when all is said and done, well, she found herself in a situation where her mortgage had doubled. The value of the house was less than the value with the additions. She had lost, now had one job, income in half. She's in big trouble. This woman has worked her life. It had put aside some money for retirement. What she did is she tapped into that, and then she paid a penalty on it, trying to save her home. That was what she had. The problem is, across the nation, folks are now looking to use their retirement savings to save their homes, and they get hit hard with the 10% early withdrawal penalty. There was an article in USA Today, ran a piece entitled 401Ks Tapped to Save Homes. And the article focuses on this very problem, how Americans are getting slammed with taxes and penalties as they try to keep their homes.